Dare to dream, dream, dream. Welcome to the Dare to Dream radio show. I'm your host, Deborah Dashinger. Join me every week as I interview inspiring guests from all walks of life, all ages, all backgrounds, all parts of the world, who had a dream and found a way to make that dream come true. Listen to this worldwide award-winning radio show every week and learn to dare to dream and make your dreams come true. Sit back and enjoy, and welcome.
You can be anything, a rock star, beauty queen, fly with a broken wing, baby, if you dare to dream, dare to dream.
Hi, everybody. This is Debbie Dashinger, and welcome to Dare to Dream Radio. I've got a great guest coming on today, and I actually love her name because it's Alana Joy. How could you go wrong with a name like Joy? It sort of precedes you. So we're going to be having her on a little later, and she's multi-gifted, multi-talented. So some of you may be wanting to call in and get a mini reading for yourself. So who is she? Alana Joy is an animal communicator, and stay tuned because she'll be sharing her gifts as a spiritual life and health coach for people and animals. I'm not sure which category I fall into. Probably both today. I want to thank you guys for writing, for commenting, for sending me that you love the shows and what you love about the shows. Thank you so much. I have some of my team printed up pages and pages and pages of feedback. I'm not going to say it all, but I just want to say a little because I appreciate you so much. This is from Earl, who said, great interview, Debbie, and especially Tony. He's referring to the Tony LoBianco, the famous actor, interview. And Tony, for speaking up for Jewish people, very wonderful and impressive. God bless you both, Tony and Debbie. I learned very much from your interviews and am inspired to keep going for my dreams. Thanks for keeping the message coming. Dare to dream. I know it's possible because it is beginning to happen in my life, and therefore I'm believing it more. You are a blessing, Debbie. Keep the inspiration coming. You bet I will. And thank you for writing in. Anyone else know that I do read what comes in, so always comment. Let us know. And this is for you. Yes, this is for you. So I want to offer you today, give yourself a break. Give yourself a break. I can always feel the breath in there when I say something like that. I think we're all often going at breakneck speed. And then you say something like, hey, give yourself a break. And there's a breath inherent in that. And the breath is good. It was Walt Whitman who said, to me, every hour of the light and dark is a miracle. A miracle. So if you want to cultivate resilience, self-compassion is, they say, more important than self-esteem. Isn't that interesting? Self-compassion more important than self-esteem. Why? Well, really, professors, they're doing all sorts of research on this, and they say, while your self-esteem may hinge on beating the competition, self-compassion is about recognizing that you're suffering just like everyone else and that you too deserve kindness. You know, people see it as a weakness, but usually being warm and supportive to ourselves is one of the greatest strengths we have. There are studies that show that people with self-compassion cope better when they're going through life's challenges, challenges like divorce, like cancer, like there are so many life challenges, job challenges. Now, here are some suggestions for sympathetic self-talk. Put your hand on your heart. Right now, even if you're driving, you can put one hand on that heart. Because as humans, we respond to warmth and physical touch. And sometimes the body, our body, responds before the mind does. So that's a loving gesture. We put our hand on our heart and it calms us down. It calms us enough to talk ourselves through a bad moment. Hand on heart, address yourself, referring to yourself in the second person, for instance. You can say something like, hey, you're allowed to be stressed, but guess what? you're going to be okay. I'm right here. You're going to be okay. So you can talk about what's going on. Address yourself. You know, making something real and concrete that is okay. And we can calm ourselves enough to talk ourselves through a bad moment. I often do that. I think in this society, especially in the United States, we're often taught to push away feelings. You know, anger, not good. Doubt, not good. Concern, not good. Worry, you know, all this stuff. But what does it do? You know, energy is energy, right? It gets trapped within. So why don't we just allow the energy to flow instead and say things that just are? Hey, yesterday I had a conversation with a buddy of mine back east, and he was asking, are you excited? Because I'm about to take off to a course. I'm going to be gone for 9 days. I'm going to be totally off the grid, no cell, no computer, deep dive self-development. Are you excited? Big breath for me. Big thought. Well, tell you the truth, I'm kind of nervous. Tell you the truth, I don't know what to expect. Tell you the truth, my intuition says this is an amazing event for me, but I kind of get that I'm going to have to go through some stuff and look at some stuff in order to get to the other side of the goodness. Am I willing? Heck yes. Do I let concern, worry, nerves, whatever stop me? No, I've learned enough. But do I feel them? Yes. The unknown can cause concern and worry. So it just feels good to say that stuff out loud, because then, you know, you don't have to genuflect to it. It just is. Energy moves out and then moves on when we say things that just are. So hand on our heart, we respond to warmth and physical touch. Address ourselves, yes. We can say, you're allowed to be whatever it is you're feeling. And you know what else? You're still going to be okay. I'm right here. Something else you can try is a nickname. It's cute. You can call yourself by a term of endearment, like, honey. I don't know. Does that resonate for you? I like love, sweetie, you know, I don't know, something wonderful. Oh, magical one. You can call me oh, magical one. I might call myself that as a nickname. But call yourself a term of endearment. Oh, magical one. Yeah, it may sound or feel weird at first, but hey, it evokes the sense that you are being cared for by a loving friend. And oh, magical one, nobody needs to know about this but you. So give yourself a break. That's what I'm saying. When you're faced with a setback, anything going on in your life, your health, something coming up you're not sure about, when there's competition, when the job isn't going great, the relationship, something unexpected happens, money, whatever it is, hey, we all go through life's challenges. But to cultivate resilience, self-compassion is so important. We all suffer, and we all deserve kindness. Give that to yourself today, oh magical one. Yep, Alana Joy. Alana Joy is on the show, and she has over 30 years experience working as a spiritual life and health coach for people and animals. Alana is highly intuitive and has both a traditional medical background and a holistic health background. As an animal communicator, she helps people to understand their pets better and is gifted in helping with the transition of people and animals. You can find out more at her website, alanajoy.com. Alana, welcome to Dare to Dream. It's so great to have you here today.
Thank you, Debbie. It's so good to be with you.
I'm looking forward to our conversation on what are we here to learn. And also to our listeners, I know some of you may want to be calling in, and I'll be giving out the number in a little bit, because I'm going to start off the show by talking to Alana, getting to know her a little better. And let's start out with your intuitive gifts. My goodness, very impressive. When did you become aware of these gifts?
I always felt different, Debbie, like I didn't quite fit in. And when I was a child growing up on the west coast of Canada, I always thought it was normal that I could hear birds and animals speak and our pets at home.
Oh,
I could hear them in my head, and I knew what their needs were. I thought that was normal until I became a little older and realized I wasn't quite the norm out there.
What does it sound like? When you say they talk, does it sound like when I'm speaking to you now, or is it something wholly different?
Exactly the same. I'm talking to them in my mind. Mm. I'm hearing them the same way I hear you.
And then you can converse back, and they understand you as well?
Exactly. Sometimes wow. pictures, but just to tell me different things, but really, I mean, I talk to them all the time, and I have one cat that actually verbalizes yeses and nos. Like her meow, it's a yes or a no. I can tell the difference. She'll actually speak to me when she hears the question.
I have to say that is a very cool gift. I would prefer that probably above anything else because I love animals so much. So how cool that you can understand them at that level and that they can understand you. I want to know then, why do you call yourself a spiritual life coach for people and animals, not a psychic?
Well, I'm an ordained minister, and in my minister's training, I learned how to hold the energy in prayer for hours and hours. Mm-hmm. Also a Reiki master, so I do a lot of healing. I also really don't think of myself as a psychic because I use no tools, never have needed tarot cards or crystals, or I don't even need a picture of someone's pet. So I know there's lots of great psychics out there, and some of them use tools and some of them don't. But for me, it feels like this God-given gift that I just was born with.
Mm. Clearly a God-given gift you were born with. And so as a spiritual life coach for people and animals, this gift that you have, how do you interact with people on a daily basis? And by the way, I'm a little curious too, as well as how you interact, also, how do you calm down all the noise? Because you must hear an awful lot all the time.
Well, I learned in my 20s, I started taking yoga and some massage classes, and then I went and trained actually with a few psychics up in Vancouver to learn how to use some of my gifts, because you're right, at first when I was, you know, out in my 20s and realized, oh, I could be doing sessions with people and that, I didn't know how to shut it off. So through meditation and a lot of strong will of my own, I learned to be able to be with people. In other words, not walk down the street and see somebody coming towards me and start hearing all about them.
Mm-hmm.
Now what I do is I'm not reading you. I'm not tuning into you. I have extremely good boundaries where I shut it down unless the person or the animal is giving me permission to work with them on a spiritual level or actually, you know, do healing work with them or ask me questions. I just have learned to not do it unless asked to.
Interesting. I have a dog, first dog ever. She's just barely over a year old, and she's here right now. And I don't know that I have a question, and I don't know that there's a specific health issue. Oh, she just suddenly came alive and looked up at us. So, but I would love if you can, or if there's anything I need to do, if you would mind to maybe connect with her and let me know anything that she needs that I'm not giving her or loves that I'm doing that she'd like more of. I would love a conduit such as yourself to give me a message or two from her.
She loves you dearly, and she said, Mom, you're doing a great job looking after me. One question I do have for you, though, have you started training her?
We took her as soon as we got her to a trainer, and we did that for about 6-7 months, and then our trainer moved away.
Well, what I keep hearing, and I don't know what your trainer used, clicker training. Have you ever done any work with the clicker training with your dog or other dogs?
I know exactly what you're talking about. We actually have a clicker that I don't use on her leash.
Well, you need a little bit more training on how to use the clicker. If you go on and just Google clicker training online, there's all kinds of YouTube videos. I was just watching a lady today on the clicker training because I'm getting that there's some behavioral issues and things that are going to get a little out of hand if you don't do the clicker training. And for some reason, she's very responsive to that, but I don't feel like that other trainer you had was really all that good with the clicker training. And also, your dog's quite young. She wasn't quite ready. But try the clicker training with some help. And that may just be you going online and watching some videos, or you may work with another trainer. There's somebody else, and it's a female trainer that's more suited to you, and your dog is really going to love this other trainer.
Fantastic. Yeah, thank you. That's great. She's a cockapoo, unbelievably responsive to training, super smart, and actually does very well when you teach her what to do. I will look that up, and I'm going to make a note of it, and I will actually check back in and let you know. So clicker training, and we'll start there, and I will learn how to do it. Thank you, and thank you, Shelby, and thank you, Alana. And for listeners who are interested, I encourage you, if you're going to call in, here's what Alana needs. Be ready with one health-related question, either for yourself or for your pet, because of time limits. So state what the question is, if it's for you or for your or for an animal, and then be ready to write down the answer. It's going to come through Alana fast. You need to be quiet after you ask the question so that she can respond, and then, if necessary, get on to the next caller. I'm wondering, Alana, we call the title of this program featuring you, What We Are Here to Learn. I've heard, you know, people love to talk about this as though they know. I don't. But I've heard sometimes, oh, we're here to learn that it's all about love, or no, life is a school. And then I've heard, no, it's not about school, it's just creation, co-creation. What is your take on this? What are we here to learn?
Well, one of the things the animals have really taught me about is unconditional love, and that we are absolutely not separate. Because I can hear the animals and the people, whether they're in transition, about to leave the planet, I can also hear on the other side for people and animals that have left. What I've been taught over and over again is we are not separate. And the main thing we're here to experience is love, but that amongst the duality of the good and evil. For instance, finding something good out of something bad. In my own life, I've had experiences again and again and again when good always comes out of something that didn't seem very positive at the time, but I always get the lesson, and I've done a lot of work myself. I'm always looking for the lessons, because this is a planet that's difficult to be on, and we all come in with many, many gifts. Like yourself and like myself, we have certain gifts that we're to use, but we need to learn to come from a place of grace and love.
Interesting, isn't it, to come from a place of grace and love? And yet, I concur with what you were saying. It's a very dense planet. It's complicated in the sense that most people, countries, traditions, religions are not predicated. They may talk about in their churches, temples, and places of worship and so forth about loving each other and fellow man. But what we do out on the planet is certainly not that at all. And not to ourselves and not to animals. And so that's interesting, because what a setup to come here to be of grace and love, and yet the setup is not that. What do you recommend? What can we do so that we can live like that with ease?
Well, one of the things that I've had to learn my own lessons, and with all of my holistic health training and working in, I worked in emergency medicine, so I've seen the worst of it when people are near death, or I was on the part of the code team in hospitals for years. I've seen what people are like just before they die, and I've seen, you know, a lot of suffering. But one of the things that we need to learn to do, I believe, is take care of our health to the best way possible, and that means using both Western medicine and holistic health medicine. And I have a lot of training in that, and I've helped a lot of people with things that they didn't know to do for their specific bodies, because everybody is different. But I feel it's a holy temple we've been given to do our job, our assignment, use our gifts in this planet. And if we can learn to meditate, eat right, and keep ourselves as clear as we can mentally without, you know, drugs and alcohol and toxic food, we're going to have an easier time here. We're not going to suffer like a lot of people. I believe a lot of the suffering here, a lot of it is self-made suffering as far as, you know, physical problems that people have. A lot of people bring it on themselves because of lack of education and just not really knowing what's right for them or the family they've been brought up in, the culture. It's a get happy fast society and the fast food. But I believe if we learn to meditate and pray, take care of our bodies, and learn how to love ourselves and our animals unconditionally, we're going to have a lot of joy and peace, even amongst all of the suffering.
Sounds good to me. I like it. I really like it. And taking care of our bodies, first things first. Well, you're listening to Dare to Dream Radio. You can sign up for free newsletters with show replay links, inspiring videos, and upcoming events at debbiedashinger.com. That's debbiedashinger.com. I'm also on Facebook at Dare to Dream Radio and TV. If you would like to call in to speak with our guest, it is toll-free. Call 888-627-6008. And when we come back, we're going to find out more from Alana about the dreams she's created, challenges she's faced, and more about her intuition as a traditional medical and holistic health practitioner. We will be right back.
Rejuvenate Medical Spa is your premier results-driven medical spa. Voted the number one center for beauty and restoration. For men and women at RejuvenateMedical.com. Rejuvenate Medical Spa has proudly served as skin and laser specialists over 10 years, offering the best in non-invasive cosmetic treatments and custom-made care for you. For hair, body, and skin, call Rejuvenate Medical Spa with your questions or schedule a free consultation at RejuvenateMedical.com.
Tell the world about your product or business. Advertise on Dare to Dream Radio. The award-winning program is syndicated on over 60 stations, has a big following, and large listenership. If you're ready to expand your reach, become a sponsor or advertiser on Dare to Dream Radio. Best rates, great results. Email at ads@debbiedashinger.com. That's ads@debbiedashinger.com.
What if the world doesn't function the way we've been told? What if we truly can bend the laws of physical reality? What if we can end limitation? What if weird were the coolest thing you could be? And what if it's time for a totally different reality? Are you ready to create it? Are you ready to dream as big as you dare? Hi, my name is Dane here. 13 years ago, I started to truly ask questions. Actually, I started to be the question, and everything in my life changed for me. This is your invitation to step into something that Einstein, Marie Curie, Newton, Da Vinci, Shakespeare, Gandhi, Galileo, and Aristotle all knew to be true. It's not about the answer. It's about being the question, always. It's about truly being you, whatever that looks like, and changing this world. Is now the time? Start by signing up for a free video series at beingyouclass.com. That's beingyouclass.com. What if you are the gift and the change this world requires? BeingYouClass.com.
MyBestsellerBook.com helps you self-publish and you keep all the royalties. Even if your book is already published, MyBestseller.com will help you become a best-selling author. Your book will be promoted to a large global following. Enjoy a press release and book review. Make your next book launch bigger and better. MyBestsellerBook.com has long-term client credibility and 100% success in turning books into bestsellers. MyBestsellerBook.com.
Tell the world about your product or business. Advertise on Dare to Dream Radio. The award-winning program is syndicated on over 60 stations, has a big following, and large listenership. If you're ready to expand your reach, become a sponsor or advertiser on Dare to Dream Radio. Best rates, great results. Email ads@debbiedashinger.com. That's ads@debbiedashinger.com.
When making the decision to hire a coach, find a pro who delivers. Debbie Dashinger is an expert with an impressive platform that gets results. Let go of issues and shift your life into brilliance. Go to www.debbiedashinger.com. That's D-A-C-H-I-N-G-E-R, debbiedashinger.com. Debbie believes that we are each meant to shine our light and fulfill our unique path. Hire a coach who delivers. www.debbiedashinger.com.
Debbie Dashinger's Radio Interview Mastery Program is a unique branded system that works. MediaMasteryRadio.com puts you on a fast track to grow your business and easily book interviews. Learn how at MediaMasteryRadio.com. Debbie is fiercely committed to guiding entrepreneurs, authors, speakers, healers, and business people. Learn how to leverage your radio appearances to grow your business and increase your visibility at MediaMasteryRadio.com.
Debbie Dashinger, Dare to Dream Radio. I'm interviewing Alana Joy, an animal communicator who helps people understand their pets better and, with her medical and hospice background, is gifted in helping with the transition of people and animals. You can learn more at alanajoy.com. Boy, we're having great conversation during the break. It was so funny. So I want to just bring the audience in a little. Alana, you and I were talking, and I was asking you, have you ever met an animal who was a comedian, who was funny? And you said?
Absolutely. Cats and dogs and all animals, they have their own personality, their own distinct personality, and they can be funny, sarcastic, direct. But in all of that, unlike people sometimes, how they hide behind their humor, I find that the animals are 100% truthful.
Truthful. And you were mentioning that often they will give you information specifically about their person. I find that fascinating. And talk about that.
Well, sometimes there's health imbalances that animals detect, like diabetes is a big one for animals, especially dogs. They detect this in their owners because they can tell you by the smell. And animals also have acute hearing. Like a dog hears four times more and louder than we do, and cats hear even further than that. So you know how if you've got a dog or a cat and you come home and they're at the door, and they may have been laying down sleeping, but they're at the door when you come in, and they weren't at the door necessarily when you came in the driveway, but they hear you and they know your car sometimes a mile away.
That I know is true. I've come off the elevator with my dog and her whole behavior has changed. She goes nuts to race out suddenly, and it's because my partner's at home and she knows he's in the place, and she's so far away from the door to know that and race out of an elevator down the hall to the door into the place. I have seen that happen, and it's extraordinary what they can sense that we cannot.
Well, and if somebody's having problems with lightheaded spells, or you know, they're a borderline diabetic, or maybe they're a schizophrenic or something, animals are helping people all the time with these situations, and sometimes they will get them help because they're unable to get help. And I know we've all heard stories about that, especially with dogs. And think about seeing eye dogs, you know, these you know, handicapped people that have dogs. They are so intelligent and so, I think, beyond us. I think that animals are a lot smarter than we are. And if you are able to communicate out in nature, if you go outside and there's a storm coming or if there's something that's going to happen, all you have to do is go out in your backyard and start observing the animals because they all know about things before they happen.
You're originally from Vancouver, Canada. You have a profound connection to nature and unusual insights to people and animals. And I'm curious, people who want to work with you or for their pets, do you need a pet picture of the person or their pet? Do you do sessions only in person? How does that work?
I do sessions in person, on the phone, and sometimes I work at health expos and people will come to me that I don't know at all, like strangers, and they love to bring pictures of their animals. And, of course, I love to see pictures of the animals. I don't, however, require them. I can tune in and talk to the animal's spirit. I had a lady come to me at one health expo, and she asked me to tune into her cows because she was a cow shepherd herder.
Wow.
And she was having problems with the cows, and she didn't have pictures. Mm-hmm. And I just told her what the cows were saying, and I just helped her as best I could. But if I'm talking to somebody on the phone, sometimes they'll send me a picture ahead of time, and I love to see the pictures, but sometimes it actually even gets in the way if I'm trying to figure out if they've sent me more than one picture and I'm trying to figure out who's who. It kind of gets in the way because I have a direct channel to the spirit of these animals and I don't need to see anything to talk to them.
Great. So you can do this also on Skype or Zoom or any
Absolutely.
Of it.
Absolutely.
Excellent. You just pick up what you pick up. So interesting. You have quite a background, medical career in cardiology, hours in hospitals, medical clinics, hospice centers. You've had extensive training. Talk about the different modalities that you have training in and the abilities that you have.
Well, I took training. I bought this fancy thousands of dollars of light therapy equipment. So I've got certified as a quantum light therapy coach.
May I ask you, when you say light therapy, is that like a Rife machine or is that something different?
It's a little bit more advanced than a Rife machine. It's like about a $10,000 machine that you'd go on at a physiotherapist or a chiropractor's. It has all these different pads. It has the blue infrared and the red infrared. And you take the different pads. And when people come to see me in person, I put them in the specific areas, and then it has frequencies that you dial in. You have to take training to know how to actually treat different ailments. Mm-hmm. Like you can help to balance blood sugar. You can help to take the inflammation away from arthritis. And you also can work with pets. One of my cats has pretty bad arthritis in her hips. She gets up on my lap when I'm on the light therapy, and I just hold one of the pads at the back of her hips. And she stays on there for as long as she needs it, and usually it's just a few minutes because she absorbs it a lot faster than we would. We may stay on for 20 minutes or 30 minutes, but the cat, you know, or a dog doesn't need very long, and they always know what it is they need.
Hmm.
And then I'm also a Reiki master, so when I never connect with anyone without saying prayers and doing Reiki. For instance, if somebody is in close to transition, whether it's an animal or a person, I can help them to transition without pain by sending them all the different symbols of Reiki and praying, of course, for them. And with my intuition, I'm not saying normal kinds of prayers, like Our Father who art in heaven type prayers, although I know that by heart. I actually do an intuitive channeled prayer for my people or my animals according to what I'm hearing that they need.
Hmm. Wow. I love the sound of that. I may have to ask you to do one for us as a collective a little later on in the show, so folks, stay tuned for that. And right before we go to break, Alana, I'm very curious, because this is Dare to Dream, about any dreams you've had, how you've learned to make your dreams come true, what kind of technique or secret you have for turning a dream into reality.
Well, I think it's always nice to have a vision at least 6 months to a year out, your kind of long-term goals. And I do a lot of journaling and writing. But then I also visualize it. And because I'm very, very visual with my intuitive skills, I also walk around the house or meditate, and I see myself in that future vision of what I want, like being on the radio show with you or having some type of a financial goal. You know, we want $3,000 a month for this, income coming from that source, or we want income coming from several different sources. Meditation for me is like being, like your radio show, Dare to Dream, being almost in a, daring to dream and having a daydream of it actually happening. And one thing that's happened to me my whole life, I have had dreams physically had dreams and awake dreams, not just ones where I'm sleeping, where I see the things in the future. I have visions of things, and then they happen. Mm. And I see that with people when I tune into them and stuff, too. Like, a lot of people say I have the gift of prophesizing. Doesn't happen with everybody, doesn't happen all the time, but it has happened to me where I have a dream about something, and I'll wake up, and I'll go, okay, and then it'll happen.
Oh, that's so cool. I love that. And if you've ever had a challenge or an issue that you have faced while creating a dream in your life, talk about that. How did you overcome the problems or the stressors to get to the other side?
Meditation and prayer. I'm a bit of a prayer queen, and I believe whether I'm sitting in a doctor's office for somebody else or myself, I project Reiki symbols and prayers for anybody I know who's having a medical procedure or an animal that's having a medical procedure, myself. And I always find that everything is better when you pray. And in your case, you know, you just dream about it, see it, visualize it, how you want things to go. And then kind of get yourself out of the way and let God take the steering wheel, because we may have wonderful dreams and goals, and then God may alter our course and say, okay, that's great, but I'm just going to alter it a little bit so it's more in tune with what I want for you and what's the highest and best. So we have to sometimes just get out of the way of our dreams and let the big guy take over.
Mm. Wow. That secret sauce right there, I know that. It's everything. And I love some of the stuff you're suggesting to us that works, and to use the vision and the intention and align that with the action and move forward towards and have something that's out 6 months to a year and use prayer and then let it go. It's all about the letting go. I have found in my life for sure that what the universe has in mind for me is often a million times greater than I could have dreamed for myself. So if I get out of the way...
Get out of the way and write it down. And even if it isn't something that manifests, if you write it down, sometimes as you're writing, it'll morph into something else because you'll get clear. I mean, I journal every night before I go to sleep, and it's kind of like in a diary form. Then I actually sit there and write down messages that will come through for me, because then I get it clear about what's going to be happening for me. I kind of get the rudder of the steering wheel, and I kind of go, oh, okay, I have to alter course a little. I have to make a little change there. But always it's about focus, too. If you lose your focus on one of your goals, like you have three different businesses and you're trying to do them all part-time and you lose your focus, you got to get back in the boat and you got to get focused again.
Mm.
And if you got to take 24 hours off from doing nothing because you're too exhausted physically, or you need to go for a massage or a retreat somewhere and meditate for a whole weekend, you got to do that. You have to listen to your physical body, because your physical body can't focus if it's depleted energy-wise and you're not eating properly and you're deficient in vitamins and minerals. One of the things when I work with people is I'm able to read that in people. If they're anemic, they got parasites, they got candida, I'm able to see what their imbalances are. So I can give them suggestions, or I refer them to different healthcare professionals, both medical and holistic.
Mm-hmm.
Because we've got to keep our vehicle, our vessel, healthy for us to do everything we do.
Yeah, and those are actually things that I think prey on a lot of people, what you're talking about, the parasites, the candida, and other imbalances, hormonal and otherwise, so important to check in. Folks, you know, when we come back, I am going to be asking Alana some questions about her personally, and then also see if she will, with her healing abilities and combined with her powerful intuitive abilities, do a prayer for us, a soothing, effective prayer for us. So you want to stay right there. This is Debbie Dashinger on Dare to Dream. You can also join me on Twitter at my name, Debbie Dashinger. We'll be right back.
From the moment you enter Rejuvenate Medical Spa, it is clear that all of our products and services are designed to maximize your physical image from head to toe with the miracles of today's contemporary aesthetic procedures. RejuvenateMedical.com can enhance your best features and correct imperfections. Call Rejuvenate Medical Spa with questions or to schedule a free consultation and be on your way to a more beautiful, more confident you today. View our online specials now at rejuvenatemedical.com.
Be laser focused on ideal clients. Advertise on Dare to Dream Radio. Great rates at ads@debbiedashinger.com. Create awareness of your valuable content. Sponsor the Dare to Dream Radio show at ads@debbiedashinger.com. Advertising amplifies everything you're doing towards success. Increase your business. Write to ads@debbiedashinger.com.
What if there's nothing wrong with you? What if you're far greater than you've ever given yourself credit for? What if it's time to know the gift and the contribution you are to the world and to like yourself a lot more? Hi, my name is Dane here. 13 years ago, I started to truly ask questions. Actually, I started to be the question, and everything changed for me. Asking questions opens doors to infinite possibilities. And it's not about finding the answer. It's about being the question. Always. What I'm inviting you to step into is something that Einstein, Marie Curie, Newton, Da Vinci, Gandhi, Picasso, and Aristotle all knew to be true. What if no question is too big or too small? What if anything is possible for you? What if together we could create a kinder, gentler, happier world? Is now the time? Go to beingyouclass.com and sign up for a free video series, My Gift to You. Beingyouclass.com. What if you, truly being you, are the gift and change this world requires? Beingyouclass.com.
Do you have a published book that never reached its bestseller potential? Are you working on a book or ebook you hope to publish soon? Do you have a book locked inside, waiting to release your message to the world? Go to mybestsellerbook.com. My bestseller book will launch your book to a guaranteed bestseller status. Learn more at mybestsellerbook.com.
Be laser focused on ideal clients. Advertise on Dare to Dream Radio. Great rates at ads@debbiedashinger.com. Create awareness of your valuable content. Sponsor the Dare to Dream Radio show at ads@debbiedashinger.com. Advertising amplifies everything you're doing towards success. Increase your business. Write to ads@debbiedashinger.com.
What if you were willing to nurture and care for you? What if you could open the doors to being everything you have decided is not possible to be? Have you always known you're different from the people around you? If you've been seeking something else is possible. To receive more on Access Consciousness, go to tinyurl.com/access change. Is this the change you've been looking for? tinyurl.com/access change.
MediaMasteryRadio.com. Learn how to get booked on radio, be paid in money, time, and sales quickly while helping others through your media visibility. At MediaMasteryRadio.com, learn how to get on radio and be interviewed. Debbie Dutchinger is a success and media expert who is a proven professional. Go to MediaMasteryRadio.com. Stop struggling to acquire clients. Learn to achieve instant visibility to the masses. Book radio interviews for a profitable business. Learn to communicate what you do and get results at MediaMasteryRadio.com.
Life is good and all is well, yes? Life is good and all is well, yes?
Alana, coming back in, I want to ask you something personal about something important that you might have learned this year. Is there something this year that's been really up for you as a life lesson, as a personal lesson or professional lesson that you can share with us?
Well, I recently had my only son go off to college, and he's down out of town, down in Savannah. And then my marriage also broke up. Mm. But the main thing that I've learned is getting back to myself and making, I've had to transition into different crowds of people and friends with the marriage splitting up. But mostly, I've really, really got the lesson about how we're not separate. It's just coming back. Some of these people I'm not all that friendly with anymore from my, I'll call it my married crowd, mm-hmm. that have needed my help, or people that I just don't see in my life anymore. All of a sudden I'll get a phone call or something will happen with someone, and I know I'm absolutely 100% connected to these people. And I know that, but that lesson has been up for me so much with my transition of my life about how we are not separate. It's just been really big for me.
Mm. And if you could go back and say anything to your 16-year-old self now, what would that be?
You got everything that you need, girl, to be here on this planet.
Would you tell her she's not so different after all?
Yes, that as much as she thought she was different, different is good. You're different. You have your different gifts. I have my different gifts. We all come here with different assignments, I believe, different things we're supposed to accomplish, and different soul connections we're supposed to have with the people we meet. And we're supposed to be different. God made you different. God made me different. It wouldn't be the same if we were all the same. It would be pretty boring.
Mm. We'd be so homogenized like milk. It's really true. I love different, too. I think different is what makes people stand out and be the rock stars they are and whatever they're here to do. So your healing abilities, your powerful intuitive prayers are said to be very soothing and effective. What a great word is soothing. Even to say it, it's soothing. So I'm asking you if you'll tap into us, me and all of us collectively who are listening in this moment, we'll listen in the future, we'll listen to your replay forevermore, amen, and offer to us, Alana Joy, one of your prayers.
All right, do you want to do it now, or are we going to wait till the end?
I would love to do it now.
Okay. Father, Mother, God, Holy Spirit, Jesus, all of the ascended masters, the guides and the angels that we all work with, please be with everybody on this radio show, everybody on this planet, and that includes the four-leggeds. Help us all to know the feeling, whether we're in a war zone or whether we're at home in our living rooms watching TV, whatever it is that we're doing, help us, Father, to know that we're not separate. Help us to know that your love is always constant and always with us. And help the healing that needs to take place with our animals and the abuse and all of the things that happen on this planet. Help us to see the goodness in it and help us to rise to a higher level above the suffering and help us to know your goodness in our everyday life. Help us to see you in the magic of the day, in the magic of our relationships. Make all of our relationships be more of a love base. Help us to love our enemies, our friends, our family. Help us to know what that's about so we really, really get that on a soul level. And we know that you're always, always with us. And just bless us, bless this planet, bless the universe, bless all the other planets, and bless all of the plants as well as the animal kingdom and the human kingdom. Thank you, Father. Amen.
Amen. Dare to Dream Radio, stay with us. We'll be right back.
Radio sells with immediacy. Radio sells everywhere. Radio is the cost-effective medium. Go to ads@debbiedashinger.com. Reach is nice, but frequency is better. You're always on the front page with Dare to Dream Radio. It's an award-winning program syndicated on over 60 stations. Advertise and sponsor the Dare to Dream Radio show for optimal advertising results. Email ads@debbiedashinger.com.
Are you ready to work with a leader whose clients get results? Debbie Dashinger believes you were born with a unique gift. She leads exceptional teleseminar classes and consults leaders and executives to go beyond obstacles and limits. Clients worldwide receive accelerated results and are catapulted into spectacular successes. For an appointment, go to www.debbiedashinger.com.
What if you really do change molecules by your interaction with them? What if the change you've been looking for is right before your eyes? What if the uncomfortableness that comes with difference could be fun? What if the closed-minded people of the world no longer determined our world? What if gratitude trumps judgment every time? What if your kindness healed the world? What if the earth is asking for your help? And what if you had the resources to give it? This is your invitation to step into something that Einstein, Marie Curie, Picasso, Da Vinci, Shakespeare, Aristotle all knew to be true. Hi, my name is Dane here. 13 years ago, I started to truly ask questions. Actually, I started to be the question, and everything changed for me. What if there are no dumb questions, or any question too large? What if you being you are the gift and the change this world requires? Is now the time? For more questions to create a change in your world, sign up for a free video series at beingyouclass.com. My gift to you, beingyouclass.com.
Talk radio is the most effective way to promote a book, business, product, or personal story. Done correctly, radio interviews will open doors. MediaMasteryRadio.com offers training and media strategy. At MediaMasteryRadio.com, learn to message yourself. Get results when you are interviewed, such as sales, followers, speaking gigs, and new customers. Programs, products, workshops, and private sessions at MediaMasteryRadio.com.
Would you like to be a part of creating a sustainable future on planet Earth? The El Lugar Foundation, created by Gary Douglas and Dr. Dane Heer, is a non-for-profit organization providing alternative ways of working with and preserving land for a sustainable future. To donate and learn more, go to crowdrise.com/change the course of R. What kind of Earth would you like to see passed on to the next generation and beyond? crowdrise.com/change the course of our.
You want to be whole? You want to be healing? You want to live life fully?
If you're tuning in after we've started, this is Debbie Dashinger on Dare to Dream Radio. You can subscribe to my YouTube videos at youtube.com/Deb on the Radio. I'm interviewing Alana Joy, who has extensive training in nutrition. She works with vitamins, herbs. She's a certified quantum light therapy coach, Reiki master, and an ordained minister. Well, I guess what I'm curious about is what you next dare to dream, Alana. What you've just been through, this big transition, and that's pretty big stuff what you're talking about, an empty nester, a marriage breaking up, you're performing this amazing work out in the world, you're now living back east. So what's next up for you that either God has put in your path or that you know you want to create as a dream come true?
Basically, I'm doing it. Working with people, I'd like to get more well-known internationally. That's why I'm coming on the radio. I'd like to be able to be connecting with people in Australia. I sometimes connect with people in Canada. Just so I can be doing this, it's not just going to be a home thing. I want to be more connected internationally, where you pick up the phone or you Skype, and I'm working with people. I do that already, but I'd like to do it on a larger scale, where people are just, you know, sometimes they want 15 minutes, sometimes I'll work with them for an hour. So I just want to keep doing what God's put me on the planet to do and be part of the dream of healing this planet. Because as we heal ourselves and our animals, we're healing this planet.
You mentioned that you have a specialty with some information, how we can avoid aging. I am all ears. Because I'm very vain. I like looking good, and I like looking as young as possible. So I'd love to know some tips that I might not know about how to avoid aging.
Well, I made a little acronym up. I think of the people that are boaters, the nautical people, where we can cast off or cast away the things in our life to prevent the aging. And if you take the word cast, C is for caffeine, A is for alcohol, S is for sugar, and T is for tobacco. If we can avoid those four things in our life, we're going to look younger. Our body's going to age way less than it normally would. All of those things are stressors to the body. Like, for instance, when you have a cup of coffee in the morning,
yes,
it jars your nervous system. It jars your heart. And people are addicted to the caffeine because they like the power it gives them of waking up. But what it's actually doing long term, it's stressing the adrenals and it's jarring the heart every morning. So you keep doing that and it's going to age you faster.
Well, let me ask you, is that true for everybody? Because you also hear a lot of places say it's great for the human body. It does a lot of good things. It has a thermogenic effect, and meaning it helps you lose weight, and there are other things towards longevity. So it gets kind of confusing, right?
It does, but really there's a lot of research, and this is going to come from the holistic health end of things, that shows that caffeine really is a stressor. When I worked in cardiology, I did the stress test, and when people would come in and they were drinking, you know, two cups at least or more of coffee a day, they would have these extra premature ventricular contractions, these PVCs, all showing up.
I have that.
And they go off the coffee and come back, and guess what? The extra beats were gone.
Oh, my God.
So okay. I've seen it both in traditional health care and in my own life. I used to be a two-cup-a-day coffee person, and then I had started to have heart palpitations. I had to go off of the caffeine.
My God, how did you stop? Because that would be very hard for me.
Well, you can get things to replace it. First of all, you could go get some really nice roasted chicory, mm-hmm. which is like coffee, and it'll still give you that feeling of sitting there and waking up. You could go for some decaf coffees. There's a lot of, you go get some nice organic decaf coffee, so at least cut the caffeine down. Mm-hmm. So you're still having that morning ritual of that cup of coffee. You could get into taking some greens. You know, there's all kinds of green. Vibrance is my favorite, and you can do that. It's got a little bit of green tea in it. Green tea has a little bit of caffeine, but it's nothing like a regular cup of coffee. And you know, obviously we don't have to talk about tobacco. Sugar ages you. If you're going to have honey, anything where the sweet receptors start going in your body, then you start craving it. Mm-hmm. And you want it more, and you want it more. And it just really, really, you know, between your pancreas and your kidneys and everything, people get all kinds of candida from the sugar, and all of that ages you faster. And one more big thing with the food to stay off of, to keep your body younger, and it's going to look younger, your face especially, is no shade plants. And for people who don't know what shade plants are, that's your potatoes, any tomatoes, so any kind of spaghetti, tomato-based sauces, all peppers, and even pepper that you shake on your food, an eggplant. Those are considered shade plants, and shade plants really don't do well in our body, and they cause a lot of candida and problems in your body. It just ages you.
Interesting. I've heard that shade plants exacerbate arthritis. And that people with arthritis
absolutely.
Should be.
Absolutely. Yeah. Like if you eat a lot of potatoes and then you have I even tried it myself because I have, you know, it runs in my family. I have some arthritis. And when I get off of my diet, I eat potatoes or have a tomato based thing or whatever, I can feel the achiness in my joints.
Fascinating. What great tips. Who knows whose life just been changed there. Alana Joy, thank you so much for inspiring us in Dare to Dream today.
It's been a pleasure being here. Thank you so much for having me on your show. It's been it's so much fun.
I loved it. You can find out more about her, get readings personally for yourself or your pet at alanajoy.com. I end today's show with this quote from Lorraine Anderson. Nature has been for me, for as long as I remember, a source of solace, inspiration, adventure, and delight, a home, a teacher,
a companion. If you're ready to get your book out there, become a best-selling author, go to mybestsellerbook.com. And the reason why your business offerings and media appearances don't sell out is because your messaging is off. I help you sell out and have a waiting list by using media when I show you how to message yourself correctly. Go to MediaMasteryRadio.com and again, MyBestsellerBook.com to boost your business and message. Share the show with your friends. Thanks for joining me today on Dare to Dream.
To contact the award-winning syndicated Dare to Dream radio show, go to DebbieDashinger.com. Keep your excellent feedback and comments coming. Your host, Debbie Dashinger, is an expert at goal achievement, a media personality, an international best-selling author, and a keynote speaker. Debbie leads high-quality teleseminars on how to achieve goals, how to be a self-published best-selling author, and how to get booked on radio. All classes are at DebbieDashinger.com. Debbie's best-selling books are Dare to Dream, This Life Counts, sold on Amazon, and her second book, Wisdom to Success, The Secrets to Accomplish All Your Dreams, sold online at all bookstores. Tune in again to hear the next inspiring interview guest who has turned their vision into a successful reality. Want more support in making your dreams come true? Go to DebbieDashinger.com. That's www.DebbieDashinger.com. You'll see videos, MP3s, archived interviews, and amazing products sharing the secret steps to making your dreams come true. Remember to dream big with every expectation that your dream will become real. Dreams are free, so free your dreams. What do you dare to dream?
Here I'm standing now, waiting for my time to be all that I can be. It's so easy to forget, life is in my hands, and I can change it if I want. Nothing's impossible no more, if you only dare.
Just